Monela.
Monela. Bonsoir tout le monde. Good evening, everyone. On va commencer avec l'ouverture de la séance. Il est 7h31. It is 7:31. We'll begin with the opening of the meeting. La première item sur l'ordre de jour, c'est le parole au public et questions. The first item on the agenda is the floor open to public and questions. We've had a couple of requests by email for questions. The first one came from a Monsieur Dagenet regarding 122 Chemin Hôtel de Ville. Monsieur Dagenet, are you here this evening? I see a couple of names that are not on the list of people who requested a link, so they might be using their partner's devices, a different name, but since I don't know the question, I won't be able to respond to it, but if the person joins, we can always ask the question at the second question period. The second questions were a number of questions. Is this a new person entering the meeting, Pierre?
Yes.
Okay, we'll let them connect, and it could be Mr. Dagenet. Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
So while Mr. Dagenet is connecting, I ask everybody who does have a question for the question period to turn on your video while you're while you ask your question so the council members can see you. And if you do not have a question or a comment to make during the question period, to keep your microphones and your videos closed, please. Pour ceux qui veulent poser une question, on vous demande d'ouvrir votre le caméra, la vidéo, pendant la période de questions. Mais si vous avez aucun commentaire, question, pendant la période de questions, de garder vos microphones et caméras fermées, s'il vous plaît. Good evening, Mr. Dagenet. We just opened the question period for the public, and your name was the first on the list. I was about to go to the next, but je ne sais pas si la question est en anglais ou en français, mais tout ce que j'ai, c'est le 122 Chemin Hôtel de Ville. Donc, je vous donne le plancher. You have the floor to ask your question. Mr. Dashen, are you able to hear us? Are you able to turn off your, unmute your microphone? Pierre, êtes-vous capable, comme hôte, d'ouvrir son micro?
Non, je peux juste lui demander de unmute, mais je peux pas l'unmute pour lui.
Monsieur Dagenet?
C'est fermé son micro et sa caméra. Il y a aussi le iPad de Diane qui a une question.
Je ne sais pas si... Non, je vais voir... Je vais aller à la deuxième question. Si on a le temps à la fin, on va retourner à M. Dagenet. Alors, juste pour rappeler tout le monde que notre politique pour nos séances publiques dit que vous avez 3 minutes pour une période de questions. Donc, si ça dépasse 3 minutes pour qu'on continue avec les autres questions. So, our policy on public meetings clearly states that each person has the right for a 3-minute presentation or question period. So as we read through this, this hopefully will not take more than 3 minutes. So the next questions come from a Marianne Larose. I will read them as I received them and try to be as economical in my response so that we do not go over the 3-minute delay. The first question from Madame Larose is, why did I get the response below? When it's a matter of copying, pasting, and sharing information from public openness of community communications, meeting committees, council minutes, when we have current administration available to do so to share on municipal page. So fortunately, I have some context here because we've communicated back in March on the issue. So as I stated to you back in March, the municipality really has no jurisdiction on how community organizations form themselves, how they do their communications. We literally have no jurisdiction over their governance. However, we make our Facebook page and our municipal site available to any community organization who wishes to publish information, but that's totally their right to do so. And if they wish not to, then we don't. You went on in your question about municipal council meetings as well, and the municipal council meetings are always posted in accordance to the municipal code. And since the pandemic, we've also, we post the draft minutes. Usually the minutes of a meeting are only posted once they have been approved by council at the next meeting. But during the pandemic, we have been posting the draft minutes. And we also make the audio tape of all of our public meetings available as per the municipal code and the directives during the pandemic. Your next question, you said, I have not received to date as asked the cost analysis of a local contractor versus new truck purchase. Can we please have the pros and cons and cost analysis beforehand available to public, since it is mentioned we would be paying for it for 10 years? So the purchase of the new dump truck was approved at last month's council meeting. We went out to tender and the lowest bid did come in, and it came in at $196,952.17. The truck will be paid out using our capital fund, which is an interest-free line of credit. So we will just divide that by 10. And each year, our cost will be $19,695.21 per year. There's no interest. The truck that we'll be replacing is 20 years old, and it has over 1 million kilometers on it. It's literally on its last leg. So over the last 3 years alone, the cost of maintenance of that truck was approximately $76,000. And this cost is going to continue to increase as major work is required for this vehicle over the next couple of years. But the in your question, you ask about the comparison of hiring local contractors to do the work versus purchasing the equipment ourselves. So we have in the past, and we will continue to use the local contractors when needed. But the average cost is approximately $70 an hour for a local contractor. And when we average that out over an 8-month period, it costs about $100,000 to have a contractor to do the work that this truck will do for us. We already have the staff, we have the truckers to do it, and our collective agreement clearly states the minimum number of staff that we are allowed to have in our public works team, which is 12. So we have the staff to use it. There's no additional cost for that. So clearly you can see that the cost analysis was done, and I believe that council agreed that it was more economically efficient to move forward with the purchase of the truck. Your third question, is it in our budget to dig, put geotextile plus gravel on reoccurring gravel roads with ruts and fixed areas with evident potholes? Geotextile is standard. It's used in rebuilding roads from scratch. So work that where the foundation is removed and the road is rebuilt, then yes, they will use geotextile to impede the clay from coming up through the gravel. So yes, that is standard, but it's certainly not used when fixing potholes, etc. Your next question, where in detail did the funds go to date for the Lustville Park Blue Jays grant given, which was no cost to our municipality, and when can we expect this project to be completed by? So the municipality went out for tender last year for the lighting and the posts for the Lustville Recreational Park. The lights have arrived and the posts will be arriving next month. The work will begin for the project in early June, early to mid-June. As many of you are aware, there have been a number of delays on this project. The first was we went out to tender for the entire project, and there was the lowest cost that we received in tenders were significantly more than the grants. So we broke the project down and went out and contracted out into smaller contracts, or went out to tender in smaller contracts.
So, and in 2018 is when we received the grant. By 2019, we were hit by the devastating flood. The Blue Jays Foundation gave us an extension because of the flood. And then last year, we went out to tender. The posts, however, we would have liked to have done the work last year, but the posts were on back order because of major disruptions in the supply chain due to the pandemic and also complications to do with some of the trade issues with the United States, with metal, et cetera. So the supplier who won the contract was unable to secure enough posts to do the work, so it was delayed until this year. So as far as the budget goes, the Blue Jays grant was worth $150,000. And on top of that, we also received a grant from the Quebec government for $82,914. So that's a total of $232,914.10. The contracts that we awarded were $35,857 for the lighting, which we've received, $57,258 for the poles, those will be arriving next week, and then $3,449.25 for the demolition of the park. So that's a total of $96,565.21. Contracts that are still outstanding that need to be awarded and will be brought to council in May with the balance, and the balance is $136,000, will be the electrician to install the lights and a project manager for the surveillance of the work. And much of the excavation work done on the site will be done by the municipality. So with the balance of $136,348, we certainly, there's enough room in the budget to do the to hire an electrician and a project manager. So on to your next question. I know we've passed the 3-minute time delay, but I'll move forward. I'll try to be quick. Your fifth question was, did all roads with culverts have studies done and how much did it cost us? Have they all been repaired? So a study was conducted on all the culverts in the municipality, or those that could be identified, and it was over 300 of them in 2016. Of those 300 plus culverts, 100 of them were deemed to be requiring to be replaced as soon as possible. Each of those culverts have since been replaced, and the report, you asked about the cost, it was done internally with a summer student who was hired specifically for that project and did other work as well. So it was no additional cost to the municipality. It was done internally. And six, and your final question is, when will the sinkhole be repaired on Beaudoin that was reported twice now and just patched? So Public Works determined that it is not a sinkhole, it is a pothole and the result of the spring thaw. So they did do some temporary work and patched it so that it would be passable. And there's still frost coming out of the ground in some areas, and there's still quite a bit of moisture in some areas of the road. And once that has settled out, the Public Works team will be down to reevaluate the situation and get down there with the grader. I've been down Beaudoin myself and found one area that you were referring to, but other than that, the rest of the road seems to be in very good shape. But it certainly needs to be graded, as all roads do in the springtime.
Thank you very much for your time.
Yes, did you have any secondary questions? We've passed the 3-minute delay, but if you have a quick question as a follow-up.
I apologize. Thank you for your time. It's not a pothole. It is actually a sinkhole, and Maxim will be meeting me this Friday to confirm that. It was patched, so that's why we are concerned on our road, because it's a safety concern.
Well, meeting citizens has been a problem during the pandemic. I know that was an issue. You had asked for a meeting and it was denied because of the pandemic. We're not meeting with citizens. As you can see, we're all in our homes right now and everybody's social distancing, et cetera. So, but I'm glad he'll be going back on Friday to have a look at it again.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Mr. Dajna, have you been able to access your microphone? Because yes. I know you do have a question regarding est-ce que c'est mieux en français ou en anglais, Monsieur Dagenet?
English ou français, pas de différence.
English ou d'accord. You asked a question concerning 122 Chemin Hôtel de Ville.
No, I did not have a question actually.
I did not. Just your address.
I was just watching.
I'm sorry, I shared that publicly.
No, that's fine.
Okay. Well, if that in fact is your address, I do want to say that it will be graded this week because I know there's some problems in front of that address so, with the road. However, so that's it for the questions that came in by email. C'est tout pour les questions qui ont rentré par courriel. Là, je ouvre le plancher aux membres de public qui sont présentés. Est-ce qu'il y a des questions?
Madame Lamelle.
Thank you very much, Madame Lacasse. I didn't see your name on the list of people for the link. Bienvenue, good evening.
Bonsoir. Moi, je me demande, on a encore le problème sur le chemin Westbrook. Est-ce qu'il n'y a pas quelqu'un qui fait la compilation des chemins dans la municipalité qui ont besoin d'être réparés? C'est affreux comme chemin ici, là. Puis surtout le postillon, puis ceux qui livrent du courrier ici, là, ils m'en parlent à tous les fois. Votre chemin est affreux, votre chemin est affreux. Là, ils ont réparé un bout de chemin après l'inondation de 2019. Ils ont réparé un bout de chemin qui dépasse ma propriété. C'est fantastique. Pourquoi que c'est pas fait tout le long du chemin? Le début du chemin Westbrook, à partir de la 148, jusqu'à la propriété de... Voyons, jusqu'au début de ma propriété, là, c'est affreux. Écoutez, on peut briser nos voitures. Le chemin nous apporte à un moment donné à gauche et à droite. On peut pas contrôler nos voitures. Il n'y a pas un gérant ou un directeur qui passe sur les chemins pour vérifier la qualité des chemins ou s'il faut appeler à toutes les fois. Moi, je pense que j'ai un contact avec Mme Maxime que je dois l'appeler à toutes les fois qu'on faut faire réparer notre chemin et puis il faut le faire 3-4 fois avant que ça soit réparé.
D'accord, merci. On va faire un suivi, Madame Lacasse. Je comprends très bien. Surtout les chemins qui sont avec beaucoup de forêt, le gel prend plus longtemps à sortir. Et dans votre secteur, je sais qu'il y a beaucoup d'enjeux avec le cru printanal, avec le dégel de les chemins. C'est pas encore tout sorti, mais on a deux niveaux leuse et 300 kilomètres de chemin à faire. Et en printemps, c'est tous les chemins sont priorité. Mais donc, on va faire un suivi. Mais pour répondre à votre question, oui, c'est difficile pendant la pandémie. Il y a beaucoup de les employés de le bureau fait le télétravail parce que c'est nécessaire. Mais notre contremaître de le service de travaux publics qui fait la surveillance des chemins est là, qui est sur le terrain. Donc, mais on va apporter votre chemin à son attention demain.
Je vous remercie.
Bienvenue, Mme Lacasse. Est-ce qu'il y a d'autres questions? Are there any other questions from the public?
No other hands are lifted.
Je vais donner quelques secondes, juste en cas que des
fois les gens... Isabelle, just raise your hand, Madame Patry.
Isabelle Patry. Est-ce que c'est concernant la...
Joanne, on vient de recevoir un courriel. Je crois que toi, tu l'as reçu. C'est de Madame McCormick Wands pour le chemin de la montagne. Elle dit qu'il y a beaucoup de personnes qui passent sur le chemin de la montagne.
Donc, on va adresser ça. L'administration va adresser ça demain.
Il y aura toutes les questions.
OK, ouais. Ça, je vais adresser avec la conseil demain.
OK, c'est bon.
Pardon, demain. C'est pas une question pour le conseil. C'est pas adressé à pour la séance. Okay, we'll move
Madame
on to Manasse, our meeting.
Notre main. Il y a Zoé.
Pardon, il y a quelqu'un.
Oui, il y a quelqu'un du nom de Zoé qui a la main levée.
Yes. Sorry. Yes, hello. I'm going to ask the question at the end of the meeting just in case we go over it during. Thank you.
You're going to ask your question at the end of the meeting?
Yes, I just want to see if it comes up anywhere, and then I'll ask at the end.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you. Donc, on va commencer avec le l'adoption de l'ordre de jour. Let me get my paperwork in order. Donc, item 3.
Oui, donc c'est l'adoption de l'ordre du jour. Il est proposé par la mairesse, Mme Joanne Labadie, et appuyé par la conseillère, Mme Leslie-Anne Barber, et résolu d'adopter l'ordre du jour tel que préparé et lu.
Adoption of the agenda. It is moved by Mayor Joanne Labadie and seconded by Councillor Leslie-Anne Barber and resolved to adopt the agenda as prepared and read. All in favor?
Four.
Four.
Against?
Four.
Carried unanimously? Item 4.
Item 4, c'est l'adoption du procès-verbal de la séance du 9 mars 2021. Il est proposé par la conseillère Mme Susan McKay et appuyé par le conseiller M. Thomas Howard et résolu d'adopter le procès-verbal de la séance du 9 mars 2021.
Adoption of the minutes of the meeting of March 9, 2021. It is moved by Councillor Susan McKay and seconded by Councillor Thomas Howard and resolved to adopt the minutes of the meeting of March 9, 2021. All in favor?
Four.
Against?
Four.
Carried unanimously. Item 5.1.
Ce sont les transferts budgétaires pour le mois. Donc, il est proposé par la conseillère Mme Isabelle Patry et appuyé par la conseillère Mme Leslie-Anne Barber et résolu que la municipalité effectue les transferts budgétaires au montant de 32 713 $31.
Budgetary transfers. It is moved by Councillor Isabelle Patry and seconded by Councillor Leslie-Anne Barber and resolved that the municipality carries out the budgetary transfers in the amount of $32,713.31. All in favor?
Four.
Against? Carried unanimously. You got a washing machine going there, Scott?
Nope.
There's a lot of background noise coming through your microphone. Pardon, 5.2.
C'est pour la liste des engagements de dépenses pour le mois d'avril. Il est proposé par la conseillère Mme Susan McKay et appuyé par la conseillère Mme Leslie-Anne Barber et résolu d'engager les dépenses pour un montant total de $8,420.77, taxes incluses.
List of incurred expenses for the month of April. It is moved by Councillor Susan McKay and seconded by Councillor Leslie-Anne Barber and resolved to accept the incurring expenses for a total of $8,420.77, taxes included. All in favor?
Four.
Carried unanimously. Oh, well, against? Carried unanimously. Item 5.3.
Item 5.3, c'est la liste des factures à payer. Il est proposé par le conseiller M. Thomas Howard et appuyé par la conseillère Mme Isabelle Patry et résolu que ce conseil autorise le paiement des factures au montant de $6,558.46 pour la période se terminant le 31 décembre 2020 et a débuté les affectations budgétaires relatives aux dépenses.
List of invoices to be paid. It is moved by Councillor Thomas Howard and seconded by Councillor Isabelle Patry and resolved that this council authorizes the payment of invoices in the amount of $6,558.46 for the period ending September 31st, 2021 and to debit the budgetary allocation related to the expenses. All in favor?
Four.
Against? Carried unanimously. Item 5.4.
Item 5.4, c'est le transport et l'élimination des matières résiduelles 2019. Considérant que le bilan du tonnage pour les matières résiduelles de 2019 nous a été envoyé en février 2021 et que cette somme n'a pas été prévue au budget de 2021, par conséquent, il est proposé par la mairesse Mme Joanne Labadie et appuyé par la conseillère Mme Isabelle Patry, est résolu de payer la MRC des collines de l'Outaouais la somme de 11 401,64 $. Il est également résolu que cette dépense soit attribuée au poste budgétaire 02-451-20-951 et financée par le surplus non affecté.
Transportation and disposal of residual materials 2019. Whereas the tonnage report for residual material for 2019 was sent to us in February of 2021, and that this amount was not budgeted in the 2021 budget. Therefore, it is moved by Mayor Joanne Levati and seconded by Councillor Isabelle Papri and resolved to pay the MRC des Collines de l'Outaouais the amount of $11,401.64 with the non-allocated surplus. It is also resolved that this expense be allocated to budget item number 02451209-51 and financed from the non-allocated surplus.
I have a question.
Yes, Nancy?
Is there any way that we can get the MRC to get these bills to us within a year instead of going into 2 years and then not budgeting for it?
Well, the issue is that the financial year for 2019 ended, 14 months ago. And then they have to do their audit and do all the calculations for the tonnage. I agree, it's late, but it should have come to us in the fall and not in the autumn. So I have raised that issue with them. But Pierre, I know you had multiple conversations on this topic because we were all concerned that, you know, the appearance, it's not 2 years late, but it's actually about 3 or 4 months late. Pierre, do you have anything that you want to add that could strengthen that?
Well, exactly. We all agree that it's a little bit late. We have asked that they make everything they can so we can have this information before and certainly before we adopt the budget.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, point well taken, Nancy. Do I have a question from Tom Sawyer? Pardon me, I don't know where that came from. Thomas Howard. Go ahead, Tom.
I agree with Nancy. We need to get our ducks in order. We need to tell the MRC that this is not the way that the municipality of Pontiac does business. The way the dates show here, it's 2 years, not 14 months. So anybody that reads this is going to look and say, we're paying an $11,000 bill 2 years late. So I don't know what you got to do, but we need to get this changed. Mm-hmm. This is not acceptable.
The financial year ended 4 months ago. And as you know, the MRC and the municipalities are then audited. And the audit report is not concluded usually until April. Last year it was May because of the pandemic. And so it is late, but it's late by a few months. It seems like 2 years, but by the time they end their fiscal year, do the auditing, et cetera. But we have raised it up both levels. So we'll call the vote. All in favor?
Or.
Against? Carried unanimously. Item 6.1.
C'est le changement de nom d'une rue pour des raisons de sécurité, voire le chemin Smith-Léonard. Considérant que le chemin Smith-Léonard est divisé en deux sections depuis la détérioration d'une partie de ce chemin, considérant qu'une des sections est seulement accessible de la route 148, tandis que l'autre, celle à l'est, seulement du chemin Town Line via le chemin de la montagne, considérant le risque d'augmentation du délai de temps de réponse pour les services d'urgence en raison de cette situation confondante, considérant que les citoyens concernés ont été informés et invités à nous faire part de leur accord ou désaccord à l'aide d'un formulaire de vote qui leur a été envoyé, considérant que les votes reçus étaient unanimement en faveur du changement, considérant la recommandation du directeur du service d'incendie de bien identifier chacune des sections de ce chemin afin d'éviter un délai inutile lors des appels d'urgence. Par conséquent, il est proposé par la conseillère Mme Isabelle Patry et appuyé par la conseillère Mme Leslie Ann Barber et résolu de renommer chacune des sections, soit Smith-Léonard-Est et Smith-Léonard-Ouest, dans le but d'éviter tout problème qui pourrait être lié à cette situation. Il est également résolu qu'une copie de cette résolution soit envoyée à la Commission de toponymie du Québec et au ministère des Transports pour donner suite à cette résolution.
Street name change for safety reasons, Smith-Leonard Road. Whereas Smith-Leonard is divided into two sections since part of the road was washed out. Whereas one of the sections is only accessible from Route 148, while the other is only accessible from town line via mountain road. Whereas this is a risk of increasing the response time for emergency services because of this confusing situation. Whereas the concerned citizens were informed and invited to express their agreement or disagreement by means of voting. From that was sent to them. Whereas the votes that were received were unanimously in favor of the change. Whereas the recommendations of the director of the fire department to identify each section of the road to avoid any unnecessary delay when receiving an emergency call. Therefore, it is moved by Councillor Isabelle Papeete and seconded by Councillor Leslie Ann Barber and resolved to rename each of the sections of Smith-Leonard East and Smith-Leonard West to avoid any problems that may arise from this situation. It is also resolved that a copy of this resolution to be sent to the Commission de Toponymie du Québec and to the Ministry of Transport for a follow-up. All in favor?
I have a question.
Yes, Nancy?
So these people were advised that they'll have to change their mailing address and their driver's license and everything?
They have been advised.
Okay.
Call the vote if there are no other questions. All in favor?
Four.
Carried unanimously. Item 6.2.
C'est la politique de rémunération des cadres pour le service de sécurité incendie. Considérant l'importance d'avoir un service de sécurité incendie qui fonctionne bien et possédant un bon leadership, considérant que la municipalité de Pontiac désire établir et maintenir des conditions de travail justes et équitables pour ses employés cadres au sein du service d'incendie, considérant que la municipalité de Pontiac désire offrir une rémunération annuelle concurrentielle afin de promouvoir une rétention du personnel cadre au sein de son service incendie, considérant que la municipalité de Pontiac est en processus d'adopter une politique de rémunération des cadres du service d'incendie, par conséquent, il est proposé par la conseillère Mme Leslie Ann Barber et appuyé par la conseillère Mme Isabelle Patrie, et résolu d'accepter la recommandation du comité d'administration et finances et d'adopter la politique de rémunération des cadres du service d'incendie telle que proposée. Il est également résolu que cette résolution amende la résolution 1903-3699 concernant la politique de rémunération des cadres en retirant l'article 7.3 paragraphe 4 de la politique de rémunération des cadres qui a été adoptée en mars 2019.
Management compensation policy for the fire department. Whereas the importance of having a well-functioning fire department with good leadership, whereas the municipality of Pontiac wishes to establish and maintain fair working conditions for its managerial employees within the fire department, whereas the municipality of Pontiac wishes to offer a competitive annual remuneration to promote the retention of managerial staff within the fire department, whereas the municipality of Pontiac is in the process of adopting a compensation policy for the managerial employees of the fire department. Therefore, it is moved by Councillor Leslie Ann Barber and seconded by Councillor Isabelle Papeete and resolved to accept the recommendations of the Administration and Finance Committee and to adopt the fire department management compensation policy as proposed. It is also resolved that this resolution amends resolution number 19-03-3699 regarding the management compensation policy by removing section 3.34 from the management compensation policy adopted in March of 2019. Questions? All in favor?
Four.
Against? Carried unanimously. Item 7.1.
7.1, c'est une résolution pour l'épandage d'abats poussière dans la municipalité de Pontiac. Considérant que le service des travaux publics ne possède pas les équipements nécessaires pour procéder de manière efficace à l'épandage d'abats poussière sur les chemins municipaux, considérant que l'épandage d'abats poussière est nécessaire dans les secteurs de Couillon, Loskville et Breckenridge, considérant que le service des travaux publics a procédé à une demande de prix par invitation auprès de 3 fournisseurs et que leurs offres respectives étaient les suivantes. Multiroute incorporée, 63 600 $ avant taxe. Somavrac, 79 580 $ avant taxe. Entreprise Bourget, 71 220 $ avant taxe. Par conséquent, il est proposé par le conseiller M. Thomas Howard et appuyé par la conseillère Mme Isabelle Patry et résolu que la municipalité octroie le contrat pour l'achat de la bas-poussière à Multiroute incorporée au montant de 63 600 $ plus taxe. Il est également résolu d'octroyer un contrat à Robert Irwin Transport pour l'épandage d'eau pour un montant de 10 000 $. Finalement, il est résolu que cette dépense soit attribuée au poste budgétaire 02-320-00-525.
Spreading of dust suppressant in the municipality of Pontiac. Whereas the Public Works Department does not have the necessary equipment to proceed in an effective way with the spreading of dust suppressant on the municipal roads. Whereas the spreading of dust suppressant is necessary in the sectors of Cuyo, Lusville, and Breckenridge. Whereas the Public Works Department proceeded with a call for tenders by invitation with three suppliers and that their respective offers were as follows. Multiroute Inc. at $63,600, Somovrac at $79,580, and Entreprise Bourget at $71,220. Therefore, it is moved by Councillor Thomas Howard and seconded by Councillor Isabelle Parry and resolved that the municipality awards the contract for the purchase of dust suppressant to Multiroute Inc. in the amount of $63,600 plus taxes. It is also resolved to award a contract to Robert Irwin Transport for the spreading of water in the amount of $10,000. Finally, it is resolved that this expense be attributed to budget item number 02-320-00525. Any questions?
Quick question. Multiroutes is supplying the dust suppressant?
And spreading it.
All right. Thank you.
Any others? Call to vote. All in favor?
Four.
Any against? Carried unanimously. Item 7.2.
C'est pour l'acquisition d'une pelle mécanique usagée. Considérant que la municipalité fait de plus en plus de travaux de chaussée en régie, considérant qu'à chaque année, depuis maintenant 3 ans, la municipalité loue une pelle sans opérateur, considérant qu'il serait avantageux pour la municipalité de posséder une pelle mécanique pour les travaux d'excavation du printemps, d'été et d'automne et pour les bridaux en hiver, considérant que le service des travaux publics a fait l'analyse des coûts d'opération et a conclu qu'il est plus avantageux de poursuivre les travaux d'excavation en régie en faisant l'achat d'une pelle mécanique. Considérant le budget de la municipalité et le fait que le marché actuel est favorable pour faire l'achat d'une pelle mécanique usagée mais récente, considérant que cela pourrait réduire considérablement nos coûts pour la location d'équipements par année, considérant que la recherche de prix effectuée auprès de plusieurs fournisseurs et les recommandations du directeur des travaux publics par intérim, par conséquent, il est proposé par le conseiller M. Thomas Howard et appuyé par la conseillère Mme Leslie-Anne Barber, est résolu que le conseil autorise l'achat d'une pelle mécanique usagée d'une capacité de 20 à 25 tonnes auprès du fournisseur Ferme Monvoie au prix affiché soit de 72 500 $ plus taxes. Il est également résolu que cette dépense soit attribuée au fonds de roulement remboursable sur 5 ans à partir de l'année 2022.
Acquisition of a used excavator. Whereas the municipality is doing more and more road work on its own. Whereas each year for the past 3 years, the municipality has been renting a shovel without an operator. Whereas it would be advantageous for the municipality to have a mechanical shovel for the spring, summer, and fall excavation work and for water breakages in the winter. Whereas the Public Works Department has analyzed the opening costs and has concluded that it is more advantageous to continue the excavation work by purchasing a mechanical shovel. Whereas the budget of the municipality and the fact that the current market is favorable for the purchase of a used but recent excavator, whereas this could considerably reduce our costs for the rental of equipment per year. Whereas the price research carried out with several suppliers and the recommendation of the interim public works director
Therefore, it is moved by Councillor Thomas Howard and seconded by Councillor Leslie Ann Barber, and resolved that Council authorizes the purchase of a used mechanical shovel with a capacity of 20 to 25 tons from the supplier Femme Montvoix at the advertised price of $72,500 plus taxes. It is also resolved that this expense be allocated to the Working Capital Fund, reimbursable over 5 years starting in 2020.
I have a question.
Yes.
Does this mean we're getting rid of the backhoe?
No, they'll still need to do both. The backhoe will be for some of the smaller jobs. It's my belief they'll still keep it right there. And they'll be able to do more of the smaller work on the ditches and culverts, et cetera. It depends on the size of the work. The backhoe is certainly easier to move around for smaller projects.
I'm just wondering why we said water breakage in the winter.
Well, depending on the size of the work and the size of the breakage and the ground is frozen, sometimes a mechanical shovel can work more effectively.
Okay. Exactly. We're going to keep the backhoe for water break during winter is because we may in the future acquire something in order to break the asphalt more easier. In the past, we were using the backhoe and somehow it was damaging the backhoe. And I just want to say the English version, I think it's say 5 years. But if we look at the... Oh, no, that's fine. Okay, sorry. But we're going to keep the backhoe until it breaks down. But we have repaired the minimum as we have, as the council has decided last month.
Okay.
I had a question too, Joanne.
Yes, Scott.
The new shovel that we want to purchase, who did the inspection of it?
Public Works Department will be sending someone to do an inspection.
Okay, have we purchased it right at this moment or we're thinking of purchasing it?
Well, we can't purchase anything without a resolution.
Okay, so they're sending Public Works. Who's going down? Will it be some of the senior guys at Public Works or will it be Max?
It'll be one of... Someone who has that experience. I don't have the exact person yet.
Okay.
But that'll be for Public Works to determine. Any other questions? We'll call the vote. All in favor?
Four.
Against?
Against.
Carried by majority. Item 7.3.
C'est l'acquisition d'un nouveau camion à benne basculante. Considérant la résolution 2103-4273, considérant que le service des travaux publics a procédé à un appel d'offres sur le SEAO et qu'il n'a reçu qu'une seule offre, soit d'Inter-Outaouais, au montant de $196,942.17 taxes inclus. Par conséquent, il est proposé par la mairesse Joanne Labadie et appuyé par la conseillère Mme Isabelle Patry et résolu que le conseil municipal octroie l'achat du nouveau camion à benne basculante à Inter-Outaouais pour un montant de $196,942.17 taxes incluses. Il est également résolu que cette dépense soit attribuée au fonds de roulement remboursable sur 10 ans à partir de l'année 2022.
Acquisition of a new dump truck, whereas resolution 21-03-4273, whereas the Public Works Department proceeded with the call for tenders on the SEAO and received only one offer, that it was from Inter-Outaouais in the amount of $196,942.17 taxes included. Therefore, it is moved by Mayor Joanne Labadie and seconded by Councillor Isabelle Papri and resolved that Council awards the purchase of the new dump truck to Inter-Outaouais for the amount of $196,942.17 taxes included. It is also resolved that this expense be allocated to the Working Capital Fund, reimbursable over 10 years, starting in 2022. Questions?
I have a question. Is this like a regular dump truck? Like it doesn't have extra wheels, or it's not a long dump truck, or...
Well, I'm no specialist on dump trucks, so I'll see if Pierre knows a little bit more about this, but it's a truck, and it's certainly under what we had allocated, which was we were expecting it to cost somewhere between $2 and $2.50. Pierre, there's nothing special or added on it, or is there sanding equipment or something? And then Tom, no, I'll give you the floor after Pierre answers the question.
No, as far as I know, we have tried to put the truck so it can carry a lot more than other trucks. We cannot specify since build 155 or 122, we cannot say, for example, we want a truck 12 wheels, or we have to be more technical. So we have to say how much the truck can carry and all that. So we have tried to be as more neutral as we can. And the truck that they have offered is really a nice truck, but I can't tell more than this. I'm not sure if it is a... We cannot say we want to have a long box behind. We can only say how much that truck can carry. Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
Tom, you had a question?
Yeah. Do you know what the tonnage? Do you know now what the tonnage this truck could carry? It's either going to be a 10-wheeler or a 12-wheeler.
No, exactly. It's the same. We have tried to put as much as we can for what he can carry, but we cannot say if it is a 10 or a 12. That's, for example, if one of the contractor can offer a 10 wheels that can carry that much tons, or if another one can give a 12 wheels and give the same amount of weight that he can carry, we cannot specify in the call of tender how many wheels we want. We can just say how much it can carry. So it's more complicated right now than before, because as I said, the law has changed, and we have to be really technical and say, we cannot say, for example, we want that brand or we want this model. We have to be really specific on what technically can do or not do.
Okay, so what if I'm understanding you correctly, you can't stipulate that you want an international or exactly. A different model like a Peterbilt. You can't ask for a 12-wheeler.
No.
So how do we, the municipality of Pontiac, go out and ask somebody to give us a price on a truck when we can't stipulate what type of truck we want?
So that's
a truck for 190.